Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I'm never a person who goes, hey, it's my Friday. It's that, you know what I mean? Hey, it's my Monday. No, today's Thursday. It is. It's Thursday, the 5th day of June, 2025. But I might go along with the idea that today is it is our Super Friday. And we're taking and there are those who are like, so are you taking the weekend off? Are you taking Friday off for your birthday? I am so not that guy. I am not that guy. I am not the one. But it just coincidentally, Adrian's got some WWE stuff that he wants to go handle in LA. So yeah, we're going to take a long weekend and it just happens to coincide with my birthday weekend.
Yeah, it does, babe. So happy early birthday on behalf of us.
Thanks.
We love you.
And I love you back. My best friend and I share a birthday.
That's right. I think it's so cute.
Yeah. My buddy Gus and I were literally born 2 hours apart. And we're peas and carrots.
Were you guys born in like the same city hospital situation or like close like that?
No, I used to always think that he was born in Northwest Hospital in Portland and I was born in Northwest Hospital in Seattle. Mm-hmm. But it turns out there is no Northwest Hospital in Portland. Oh, okay. So, you know, but never let the facts get in the way of a good story.
Never. No, you never. Were.
You know, 100%.
Sure, it's a hospital.
But we were born 2 hours apart. And,
amazing.
And honestly, our moms kind of look like sisters.
Really?
Yeah, our moms kind of look alike.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it's funky. So anyway, Gus and I our wives are just furious with us because they were like, okay, let's do something for your birthday this weekend. Okay. And then Gus and I could care less. We really just could care less. So we're just going to go, honest to God, on Saturday, we're just going to kind of make a day of it and go to our favorite pizza joint and just kind of, go.
That sounds like a great birthday.
Yeah. No, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, as long as you're relaxed, bud.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
What's that like?
Relaxation?
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be good. Oh, speaking of which, how did ugly lunch go?
Dude, you know what? This has never happened in all of history of ugly lunch. We're going to meet tomorrow instead because
postponement.
The group.
Sorry, let me say that in English. It was a group. What?
It
was a group. Is this thing working? Because I'm talking into it and it's coming out in a different language. I'm not sure what's happening.
What was it?
A group postponement.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, there's three of us that always go, but one of us had to prepare for a gig last night and it was a big gig. So we were like, let's just meet Friday. Thanks to this day off we have tomorrow. I can never meet usually on Fridays, but I was like, let's go, girls. And they were like, let's do it.
Yeah. All right. So then.
I'm very excited. There's some drama to be spilled and I can't wait.
Ooh.
The ugly. You know what? Oh, is that? Well, of course, that's what that is. I love the story of how you ran into. So how many usually go to Ugly Lunch?
We invite about six. The three core always show up unless one's out of town for a gig. But majority of the time, six usually come. We're just singers in Vegas that want to get together and hang like normal girls with normal schedules.
Can we name the other two in the core? Obviously, you.
You probably know them. Rocky Brown is one. And then Nina Amato. That's okay. She's one of the singers in Dave Frico's Raiders band.
Who's the other one?
Rocky Brown and Christina Amato.
I know Christina Amato.
Yeah, she's
awesome.
From here. She's the best.
In fact, she's super awesome. I've always kind of wondered why she's not a bigger name.
I know. What I mean? She kind of started though when she was a baby.
Yes.
And she was kind of shy. What's so funny is we didn't like each other at all. We've known each other for a long time. And we did not start as friends.
Oh, Catty B's?
We weren't Catty B's, but it was just a look like, we look similar enough. We sound similar enough that sometimes there would be similar enough gigs.
The same gigs.
And we were like, get out.
I get that.
Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You're not catty. It's just, it's competitive.
Exactly.
I understand that.
A couple of years ago, we were on the same gig And she was talking about something that made sense to me. And then naturally, I like scooted over. And from that day on, we've been so close ever since. You know what's so funny? Her dad actually loves you and listens to the morning show, has for years and years.
Amato's dad?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Huh. Loves it. Listens every morning. So that's actually why I'm her friend.
So funny. Well, hi, Christina Amato's dad. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you. That's great.
Yeah. Hey.
So this is funny. So last time, you ran into one of the girls. We don't need to mention which one, I guess, to protect the guilty.
Thank you.
But you ran into your friend's ex at Ugly Lunch?
Yeah, dude. So we met at this coffee shop. We're sitting there. We're drinking our coffee. And all of a sudden, her face freezes up.
Oh, sure.
And I was like, what's the matter? We look over and it's her ex. And it didn't end well. So it was very awkward. We didn't know how this was going to go. So he comes over to say hello. But here's the thing. I'm so loyal to her. So I'm like, do I hug him? Do I acknowledge him? Do I shake his hand? Let me just ride with whatever she's doing. She just says hello. Simple enough. It's very, I'm telling you, there's nothing more awkward than running with people.
Can I speed us ahead in the story just a little? Because we don't have a ton of time right now.
Absolutely.
But so then afterwards, he's calling her and he's going, is everything okay?
Yeah.
I'm worried about you. And you couldn't figure out why all of a sudden this guy is showing interest when there'd been no communication.
Couldn't figure it out until we exchanged voice memos 2 days ago. We have the same therapist. So we were sobbing, but not even sad sobbing, just weeping at the table.
He thought something was wrong. I was going to say, does the fact that you have the same therapist, does that play into the game? Or is Ugly Lunch, besides where you don't get dressed up, you don't do your hair, you don't do all that kind of stuff. That's why it's Ugly Lunch. But you just cry the whole time?
Yeah. Exactly.
When we get together, when guys get together, we laugh the whole time. Yeah, you know, we just get to go. We laugh. But Ugly Lunch, you guys get to, you cry the whole time.
Totally. Sometimes it's happy tears. Sometimes it's sad tears. But definitely there will be tears.
And so he thought that there was a big problem.
He was like, what's wrong? Are you doing okay? And she was like, yeah, I've never been happier.
Yeah, right. But he just saw you guys crying for 45 minutes at the table and he thought something was wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Then she blocked him.
That's beautiful. All right. Well, happy Super Friday to all who celebrate, or for everybody else, happy Thursday.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
We were just talking a minute ago. Michaela gets together with her girlfriends every week. They call it Ugly Lunch because no one's allowed to dress up.
Yes. No makeup.
Yeah. If somebody shows up in makeup, do you make them turn around and go home?
I wish that I said yes, but there have been situations after a gig. We let it happen, but we prefer nothing.
Right. You know, everybody knows the rules.
Yeah.
You know, but sometimes life gets in the way.
Yeah, but don't show up looking gorgeous. Okay, God, just go home.
Yeah, don't try to flex. My favorite part of this is that not this time, not yesterday. Well, yesterday got postponed. Mm-hmm. But one of your girlfriend's exes happened to be at the same place that you guys were at, mm-hmm. just this little, you know, out of the way coffee shop where you would hang out. Then there's a hello, right?
Of course.
There's a hello, which is always awkward and weird. I've been through that. Awkward. No, this is how I knew I needed glasses. One time, Amy and I, we never do this. We went out to breakfast. We were sitting on the same side of the booth, like nerds. And
that's so cute.
I know, but we don't do that. We're not those people. It just happened that day that neither one of us wanted our back to the room. And my wife goes, why is that girl staring at you? And I'm like, what girl? And I look across the room and it was my ex-wife. It was my first ex-wife. You know, it was my first wife.
Dang.
Who was there. Yeah. Went over. Said hello.
Oh, you did?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I went. Of course I did.
Good for you. I went over
and said, well, and she was staring, but I couldn't tell because she was just kind of a blurry. She was kind of a blurry figure. You know, one of those where you look across the room and you go, are they hot or not? And are they staring? Are they staring at me or is there a TV on the wall?
That's
hilarious. Like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So anyway, your friend's ex ends up calling her because you guys are all sitting at the table crying.
Yes.
Because you're, you know, for, because, yeah, there are some things about women I will never understand, but okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's good. I just roll with it.
Totally. Thank you.
Yeah. No, you're welcome. But he's like, oh, is everything okay? I didn't even realize. Michaela goes, yeah, but you know what he was trying to do, mm-hmm, which mm-hmm. was.
He was like, hey, is there trouble in paradise? And she was like, no, bro, I've never been happier. Why? And
he was trying like, to weasel sorry. His way back
exactly.
in.
Exactly. And we were like, bro, stop. We cry all the time. Okay. We're all very happy. Thank you. For once, none of us are depressed. Okay. So leave her alone.
Did he cheat? Like, oh. Did he cheat? Is that
No, I mean, he was a nice enough guy. It just literally, they outgrew each other, but he was still also very much in love with her and like didn't want this. So over the years, he's like, hey, and she's like, still no, babe, still no. It's going to still be hard, no.
Still no. Chad Buchanan Show is brought to you by the 8th District Judicial Court. Are we in trouble again? No. Make a difference in the life and future of a foster child. You can volunteer as a court-appointed special advocate. They call it CASA, which was CA, court-appointed. You get it. Yeah. Find out more and maybe be a part of this whole thing at CASALasVegas.org. Your first pick for free Fandango passes to go check out Miley's movie. Miley Cyrus has a movie coming out. It's called Something Beautiful. It plays for one night only on June 12th, which is what, next it's a week from today. Wow. 1 week from today, one night only. And your free tickets coming up next.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, it's so funny. I was just about to kind of walk back the story before I even told it, because I was like, well, I saw this online. I don't know much about it, but I know everything we need to know about it, mm-hmm. I suppose. The story that I hear is some guy won $3 million playing Pai Gow at Caesars.
Mm-hmm.
Stories that you really can't do, topics that you can't do in any other city but Las Literally. Vegas. Wouldn't make any other, people would be like, why are you talking about this?
Uh-huh.
But apparently this guy wins $3 million playing Pai Gow at Caesars. There may have been a cultural thing. I'm hearing that that he was like honest to God Chinese. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where tipping is not, you know, part of their culture.
Oh, uh-huh.
So he wins $3 million, no tip. Now the question. this is the part that things that fascinate me. Sometimes I even go, what's wrong with you? But this stuff like this, I adore. 702-364-9898. This Miley Cyrus, one night only, Something Beautiful in theaters, one night only, June 12th. That's next Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll send you to see it for free, you and a friend, courtesy of our friends at DSR Media. The question is not whether this guy should have tipped or not, right? Because obviously, can we all agree? Can we stipulate that yes, you should?
Yes.
If you win, you should. Adrian's smirking. Adrian, can we all just stipulate for the purpose of moving it on?
100%. For the purpose of moving it on.
Hold on. Okay, I'll give this 30 seconds. Do you think that you shouldn't tip?
Not necessarily. No.
There is a side to that. Because nobody's giving you no dealers slipping you a couple of chips when you're down, you know, however much you're down.
True. Well, I've
never nobody's heard if I win the lottery, if I win the lottery, I don't give the gas station I bought the lottery ticket. You know what I mean? I've never heard of that. So why is this different? That's just my thinking.
I would duke a guy out if he wasn't already getting his cut from the lottery commission. Right?
See?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. They get their
cut that way.
That's a thing. Okay, well, yeah.
So for the argument, I just because I'm, you know, those are the people that work in this city. Let's just say that you should tip. The question is how much? How much should you tip on $3 million? And that was the argument in the comments. You know, there were Adrian, there were those that were taking your side on that too. And the point that I was like, oh, that's a pretty good point. Nobody gives you money back when you're losing.
Yeah, true.
you know, so, but it's a good thing for the person that's working. And because I live and work here too, I do support tipping a dealer.
Yeah, me too.
But again, the question is, you've just won $3 million. You know what 10% of $3 million is?
No.
$300,000. So, and that's okay. That's at the low end, right?
Yeah.
Are you giving them $300,000?
Oh, dude, I gotta think on this. That's a lot of money.
I'm a decent person, but I'm not that decent.
Uh-huh.
I ain't 300K decent, I don't think. I mean, like, the pressure. Even just talking about it, I'm like,
I know. Right,
okay, 702-364-9898. And again, caller number 25, Miley Something Beautiful, one night only next Thursday. We'll send you for free. First
things on 98.5 KLUC.
It's an interesting phenomenon what happens, or especially super early in the morning now. Used to be if you were giving away any prize or if you were doing any topic, people would hang on to the phone like grim death. Mm-hmm. Now the idea that anybody's even making a phone call is pretty, you know, totally. Pretty amazing.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about it. I think I can get away with saying this, because I'm not trying to push you one way or another, but the funny part about how we get judged is that somebody has to answer the phone to even be a participant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I ain't answering the phone for anybody I don't know anymore.
True. So it's same. Just kind
of in the instance of the first pick right now, people will call right away. And if the phone doesn't pick up right away, then they don't hang out. Then what happens sometimes is people lose their nerve. You know, when they are caller number 25, they just lose their nerve or they hit the Durango curve. You know what I mean? And the call drops. And then there's nobody to back them up because people go, well, I didn't win and I'm not going to get on. So I'm out.
Yeah, that would be me.
That's where we're at right now. So just so you know, caller 25 and you don't even have to do anything at 702-364-9898. I will ask the question for the room. Some dude wins $3 million at PyGow at Caesars, doesn't tip, which of course hits social media and it goes crazy. Now, 99, there's those who go, well, I believe he was Asian, like he was Chinese from China, where the culture is different.
Right.
So you can't really blame him for that. The real argument was, how much is that tip? So, yeah. Michaela, you've just won $3 million at PyGow. Are you leaving them 10%? $300,000? Because that sounds crazy.
Dude, no, I wouldn't. And my family are dealers, so like I totally get it. But that's a lot of money, dude. I would give them like a couple grand.
Hey, your caller 4, call us back.
Casino dealers or drug
dealers?
No, I'm sorry. Car dealers? What kind of dealers?
Yeah. The blackjack dealers.
So you're in for a couple grand?
Absolutely. And honestly, visually, I go to like Ginger and Casino where she like flips them the chain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's like, yeah, that because also Vegas has its own culture. Like tipping is big in Vegas and we're not like any other place. So tipping is important.
Hey, Brianna, would you tip or not tip?
I would do a couple grand only.
And by a couple, you mean two.
Would you tip or not tip?
In my head, I'd like to believe I'd give them 10 grand.
All right. Hold on.
$3 million, I'd like to believe I would give them 10 grand.
Okay. I agree with you. 10K would be also acceptable.
But I don't think I could do more than that. I just don't. I just don't feel it. Adrian, you were out on this whole thing.
I was out, and I have more questions because I know in the lottery you have to pay taxes to the state. So essentially, sure. whatever you win is like cut in half. Is it the same if you win in the casino? Is it taxable?
If you take the bulk option in the lottery, they already take that out.
Got you.
Yes, you do get taxed in the casino. Yes, you do. That's the part. I've had one, maybe two big jackpots in my life. That's what takes. Not big like that. Not, you know, I mean like 10 grand. But that's what takes time is getting the tax forms.
Yeah.
Or at least it was for me.
The phrase I saw was, I tip for good service, not good luck. And I would happen to agree with that. So if I got good service up to that point that I won, not afterwards, once everyone knows I have all the money and everyone's like, are you sure you need something, sir? That's the circumstance. So it's dependent on that.
You also tip for good karma.
Yeah.
You know what? Which I understand is also good luck. I mean, I'm splitting hairs. It's semantics. But there's also a belief that if you're stiff in the deal, you'll never win again. And I, you know.
Yeah.
Well, depending on how big it is, that's fine. I don't have to win again. You know what I mean? But I hear what you're saying.
No, I get you with it. The 3 million. Hey, so Brianna, did Brianna come in or did she bail too? Okay. Hey, Brie, how much? So you just won 3 million playing Pie Gal. How much are you tipping?
20%.
Okay, you realize that you're talking about $600,000.
Oh, that's a lot of money, yeah. So maybe
and you're gonna tip a dealer $600,000.
That's a lot of money. Maybe
10%. Listen, I feel you, Brie, because I was like 10% for sure, and then when I was like 300,000, I was like, "Oop, yeah. That's a lot."
Say it again. How much is 10%?
300,000.
$300,000. You're tip of 300,000?
Yeah, no, I know now. That's a lot.
I know.
Until you get the money in your hands, and then you're like, exactly. Oh, God.
Yeah. No, that's
funny.
I would like to receive that, too, though, so.
True.
Do you work on the other side of it? Are you a dealer?
No. I'm a teacher, so.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, yeah. You're a teacher. You win $3 million in Pie Gal. We never see you again. Yes, Adrian?
Yeah.
I'd like to change my answer. I would be tipping. The security staff escorting me to my car.
Oh, that's who I'm tipping.
Yeah.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
It's your good feeling story of the day, brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
So, like a lot of these, Michaela, it starts out and you're like, ugh. You know, whether it's just a tragedy or it's, you know, something bad happens. In this case, it's like, oh, who does this guy think he is? Oh, you're so annoying.
You're
saving the world for the Instagram. You know, one like at a time. Thank God for you.
Yeah.
Thank God for you. So this a-hole. No, he's not. This guy. Who's the founder of a company called Code Blue CPR, right? Climbs Mount Everest in April so that you can install a defibrillator at the base camp on Mount Everest. You know, a defibrillator, the paddles.
Oh, yeah.
Clear. If the CPR don't work. A defibrillator.
Totally.
So Code Blue CPR founder. Oh, you're going to install a defibrillator? So that you can, oh, now you're saving the world. Oh, Mr. Superhero, good for you.
Thank God.
Yeah, oh, again, thank God. Oh, make sure you get plenty of pictures for social media.
Yeah, get a video. Add a reel.
Make sure that you're up there and there's a picture of you doing it, you piece of... You know what I mean? Okay, well, the joke's on us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
3 weeks after he got home, some 30-year-old French woman...
No way.
30-year-old French woman gets to base camp and has a heart attack. The freaking thing saves her life.
No way.
Is that not the most amazing thing ever?
That's insane.
The timing.
I would never think that would be a needed thing. Now that I'm thinking about it, of course it is. Like, of course that makes sense.
I suppose. I wonder how many people had died from heart attacks. Well, if we just had a choo-choo thing. How do you pronounce it? Nobody can say the word. Yeah, if they got one of them paddle things like they show on the TV shows. Clear. Chunk. If you had one of those.
Yeah, like in the movies.
And I honestly, now I would love to know how many. But really what looked like what looked like a clout grab. Oh, look at me. I'm installing a defibrillator.
Yeah.
You know?
That guy ended up being saving everyone's life.
Yes. Yes.
Way to go, buddy.
He said when the story got to him, well, of course, we're finding it out because he's telling us all now. But that's, you know what? I can look past that. I mean, the guy saved a life. All right,
he's bragging now, but it was.
Well, yeah, but it's, I mean, literally, that's one. Yes, you should brag.
Yeah,
you should.
Of course.
He said hearing about it was the proudest moment that he's ever had in his life. And we think so, too. That's, yeah. I mean, for his, I mean, yeah, are we a little salty about it? Maybe. But,
but we're just salty today. Nothing against this guy. We're just
today. Crazy. Just today? No, it's good though. It's good. And who would have believed? It's your good feeling story of the day, brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
You know, we got a brand new champion for Michaela's hometown throwdown. Carrie Preissler got Hendertucky back on the board. They've got 9 wins overall. They're tied with Rhodes Ranch for, if my math is correct, 7th place. Rhodes Ranch and Hendertucky tied with 9 wins. Just ahead of Mountain's Edge, who they're in. They've got 6. Mm-hmm. Wagon Wheel with 10. Centennial Hills with 12. Best of the West has won 13 times. I haven't heard from them in a minute.
I know. Call.
Silverado Ranch, 15 wins overall. Aliante, now at 20. Dang. Right?
Way to go, Aliante.
After Orozco, Jackie Orozco, was a 5-time champion, got them up to 20 wins overall. And, of course, leaders of the pack, although, as you noticed, it's tightening up a little bit. Our friends in Sunrise Manor,
the City of Champions.
Woo. You know it. They've got 23 wins. A fresh, just out of the oven, smells good edition of Michaela's Hometown Throwdown is coming up next.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show. Woo-hoo!
Well, if we're late, that just means we're having fun. That's usually what that means. It means we're slightly undisciplined and we're having a good time. That's usually what that's. So, yeah. So we're having 7 minutes worth of undisciplined fun this morning because it's 7:07.
Yeah, dude. Thursday,
June 5th, 2025. So, okay, this is really funny. We have this thing in place called FTA at our job, mm-hmm. where you don't have to take vacation days, right?
Yeah.
You have vacation days. I don't even know what FTA stands for.
Never.
But it's like, so you just ask. You ask for a day off, and they pretty much have to give it to you.
Flexible time away, by the way. Yeah. That's what it means.
That's what it is. That's why you're the producer.
Yeah,
so dude. you got all the info. So they got it. We have to remain available if they need. So if somebody goes, hey, need you to record a commercial. We can't say no. We can't go, but I got the day off. Well, you do, but you know. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of one of those deals. But then it goes through the office and everybody either accepts your FTA or they decline your FTA. Now, I don't know what happens when you decline the FTA.
I know.
But every once in a while, when these things would come around, I would decline them. But I would also write a note with it and go, I would go, I can't live without you. Not one day. Is this a vote? Are we voting? If you get more declines than you get accepts, do you have to come to work?
Yeah. Because are we on an island?
Because I really need you here. I would just say something like that. Totally. Like, I can't, you know, I don't know who you think you are taking a day off when I need you here at work. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we're supposed to take tomorrow off because Adrian's going to LA for this WWE thing.
Money in the bank.
Yeah. And he's setting up. There's also, he's setting up other stuff. He doesn't talk to us about it.
No, we asked him one time.
What did he say to you last time you asked him? I was standing there. What did business. He say to you? Yeah, business.
I said, what kind of business? I want to know. And he said,
we both said it.
Yeah. Yeah. He said,
my tickets go on sale, I'll send you a link. No, I'm kidding.
These are my business.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, fine. Sorry, man.
Yeah, and it just happens to coincide with my birthday weekend. But our boss, Corner Office Gina, literally just declined our FTA.
Yeah. We love that for her.
I don't know if she's joking or just hit the wrong button or if, you know, oh, she just wrote, I have no clue. What did she write back? I have no clue. Oh, I'm taking a few days vacation.
Yeah,
and I guess Google decided to have a mind of its own. I'm not sure what I did. Perfect. But still, yeah. I thought that was funny because I was like, oh, that's what it feels like to have somebody come back to you and go, nope, I vote against it. Uh-huh. I say no. But when it's your boss, you know, that's got a little bit of a hammer to it. If it's just me screwing with the promotion director. You know, whatever.
Totally.
Or JB. But
we've been cleared.
No, JB, we need you. You have to come to work. You can't leave us. You can, the captain, we can't run a ship without a captain. We need you.
Yeah, JB.
And he'd be like, just shut up. I'll see you Monday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That kind
of thing. All right. Michaela's hometown throwdown to get back to business. Carrie Preissler of Hendertucky, our brand new champion. 702-364-9898. Tickets to go see Shakira at Allegiant Stadium Saturday the 28th, courtesy of our buddies at Live Nation. You want to take on the champ? Now's your chance. 702-364-9898. Caller number 25 right now. Oh, let me get out my guitar. Play something soothing. Beautiful.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Yep, it's Michaela's hometown throwdown. Our champion, Carrie Preissler, Hendertucky. Hello, Carrie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. I love that. Carrie's locked in. I love it. Yesterday, honestly, I was picturing when you would answer. And you know, like if Arnold Schwarzenegger was a woman, because you were like, Gary, you must die. It was like, yeah, it was like Drago from the Rocky movies.
Yeah.
Drago, Gary. And we'd say, oh, what's your answer? Miley Cyrus, whatever. And just like, he must die. It was like, oh my God, Gary's just going to go through and just stomp on people.
Yeah, business only.
Yeah. We've talked to you before. But. Right now, Michaela's hometown throwdown.
Very serious business.
Yeah,
freaking
girl.
Terminator. Freaking Terminator. Telling you what.
Thank you for giving it the respect it deserves.
Damn straight. What are you talking about? How dare you think this is just some silly morning radio game show? How dare you?
She's trying to be in the history books.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, it's just serious biz. She wants Shakira tickets, damn it. Mm-hmm. Ooh, hey, so who's the challenger, Adrian?
It'll be Jim with a last name I cannot confirm, representing Black Mountain.
What? Black Mountain? Jim? Jimmy,
hey there, up, brother. I'm here, Black Mountain.
Okay.
Hi.
Okay, so what is your, first of all, what's your last name?
Last name is Lewingrad.
Lewingrad, I like that. Okay. And then, so what are you're calling it Black Mountain. What's your, what are your cross streets?
Over there, like Horizon and Gibson.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. I'd call that, I think in the past we've called that Galleria, but you know what? I don't mind adding to the list of communities on Michaela's hometown throwdown. So if he wins, we will have our first winner from Black Mountain.
Let's go.
So Carrie already knows this, but Jim, make sure you buzz in with your name if you think you know the answer to the question. Do it real loud so we can hear you. Do not answer, however, unless we call on you, because sometimes you'll think you got in first, but you didn't hear the other person snake in behind you real quick. And Carrie's really good at that. So, you know, I'm just saying. Your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner, because her last name is Gordon. You see what we're doing there. The one, the only, Michaela Gordon.
This rapper is suing Meta for allegedly using his music across platforms, but it's under his publishing company, 8 Mile.
Carrie.
Carrie. It's Eminem.
Yeah, Eminem.
Yeah.
You know what? And I like it. People can't just do whatever they want.
Yeah, dude, I love it.
That's his stuff, and he should get paid. Mm-hmm. And he tried to... Who was it that he also tried? I saw this story. He tried to sue somebody else, and they got him on a technicality. But there was somebody else that was also...
Yeah, I don't know.
So I guarantee they've got that loophole closed this time, and I'll bet Meta's going to have to pay up. They're talking like, isn't it like $200 million or some crazy thing that he's asking? I don't know.
Yeah.
Champion up one zip.
This producer used to sleep in train station parks and even McDonald's restaurants before he blew up with his own music and is now engaged to Selena Gomez. What's his name?
Carrie.
Well, his name's not Carrie, but your name is. Yes. What's your answer?
Benny Blanco.
Is that Benny Blanco? It sure is.
Yeah.
I didn't know all that.
I know. I thought it was so cool.
We had the greatest time talking to him about... God, how long ago was that? Was it during the pandemic? Was it before you guys?
For sure, yes. Before me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Because all of a sudden I went, oh, like last year we talked to Benny Blanco. But then now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, has it been 5 years already?
Wow.
That's crazy. How long has he been with Selena? Because he had just gotten with her.
I don't know, two years. 2 years?
Mm-hmm. 2-3 years. All right.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Benny Blanco, good dude. I didn't know that part about it where you can never give up. You never freaking know. One more step, you turn a corner and life is amazing. Yeah. You know, you can never, great things are just about to happen. Remember that. Great things are on the horizon for Carrie because she's got two. Jim, we're going to have to get going here. You're still waiting to get on the board.
Tonight is the start of the NBA Finals. What are one of the two teams playing?
Okay.
I think Jim was trying to buzz in.
Yeah, I heard Jim.
Yeah, well, I heard him, but I don't know if he ever actually said his name, but yeah.
It was Jim.
Oh, no, it was Jim. Yeah, we'll give it to Jim. Jim, what's the answer?
It's the OKC.
Yeah, not the Sonics. Not the Sonics. I'm a Seattle kid. An OKC shall never win a championship until the Sonics come back. I'm telling you, the curse. I'm putting the curse. Put the Kevorka on him right now. That they're not.
Okay,
also, we would have accepted. We would have accepted the two teams that are playing. Don't know and don't care. I would have accepted those
absolutely
answers.
Absolutely same.
No, I'm just kidding. Go Pacers. What, Adrian? What?
No, nothing. Respect the finals, baby. Pacers, Thunder. And also, Jim, out of respect, you did say it's the OKC. Can we get a confirmed name of the team?
Oh, settle down.
Respect the game. Not Carrie, the city.
I'm here for you, babe. Not sure what's going on, but here for you, Carrie.
Michaela asked for the name of the team. What is the team?
Oh, fine. Okay. Okay. See what?
Oklahoma City Thunder.
There it is. Thank respect.
You. Way to go, Jim. Sorry about that.
Equal respect. Equal respect, Adrian. Who won game one of the NHL Finals, Stanley Cup Finals?
Oh, man. Florida really did not come out to play hard. So the other team, the Edmonton Oilers, came out on top.
Oh, my God. That was honestly one of the better games. And Florida played really hard, but Edmonton won.
Yeah. I'm really glad you guys said that because I didn't want to be the one to have to have that conversation.
I just got the double flip off from Adrian.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
He just danced. He tap danced in front of me and
a
little double flip off. If there was more time, I'm sure I'd get some sort of, you know, nudity my way. Know what I'm saying? Like,
save it for the commercial break.
Bite this. All right. Two for the champ, one for the challenger.
This boy band has announced their residency at the Sphere, but will do their after party at the Venetian. What's this boy band's name?
Carrie
for the win.
Is it Backstreet Boys?
Is it Backstreet Boys? She's just a beast. Look at that. Game
Let's
over.
Go.
Just don't even. Jim, we appreciate you, man. But God, there was nothing you were going to be able to do about that today. She's tough.
But you did good with your sport question.
You did. You did good with the boy question,
yeah,
Jim.
And that counts.
You did all right with it.
Did good with the boy question.
You feel it have been like Lakers. But I'm like, okay.
Have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys.
All right, pal. Have a good day. Look at Carrie. Just simple, easy, two wins. Throw her some Shakira tickets, courtesy of Live Nation. Two tickets to Shakira at Allegiant Stadium Saturday, June 28th. And then can we meet back here on Monday? You get to take tomorrow off.
Yep, sounds great.
Okay, beautiful. Carrie Preisler of Hendertucky, which, by the way, puts Hendertucky in double digits. They're tied with Wagon Wheel for 10 wins overall. And then we'll be back on Monday with another exciting, thrilling edition of Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Good morning.
Stay close, P1s. Here's what's coming up on the Chet Buchanan Show.
The kids like to call it the 177. It's the 177-second survey coming up in just a moment. I'm going to swing back around on this. This guy won $3 million of Pie Gow at Caesars and did not leave a tip.
Mm-hmm.
That got people going.
Dude, our phones blew up.
The question of whether you should or should not leave a tip, there's a side. Adrian represented it a little bit, and I can argue the point. I think you should tip. I do.
Yeah.
But the question really came where the real discussion came was, how much do you tip on $3 million? If you win $3 million at a casino, how much should you tip? Now, I also hear the other side, and I can argue this, that ain't nobody giving me no money. But hey, I lost $100 in the airport yesterday. On the way out, I said goodbye to the guy who was watching the machines and everything. You know, the one that pays out your if you do cash out, the one that pays you.
Uh-huh.
He did not hand me any money as I left. He also waved and said, "Have a nice flight, sir."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and okay.
For
so
sure.
they're not giving me any money back when I lose.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see the part that says, well, why, when I win, why do I have to give them money?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to, before you yell at me, I'm going to.
Yeah, good.
I will. Mm-hmm. But how much, man? So, and this was a funny, it was a funny case study earlier. What was the first thing that everybody, what was her name? Brianna. When Brianna got on the phone, and what did she say immediately, Michaela?
How, 20%. When I said,
she goes 20%. And then we go.
To be cool, I do 20% everywhere, even for bad service. So that felt right when she said it.
Sure. No, it makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went, okay, that's $600,000. You're
crazy.
Leaving a $600,000. Boy, and the mood changed.
Yeah, it did.
She was like, and then she backed it off and she went, well, 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, sounds great. That's $300,000.
Still so much. Mm-hmm.
So, how much do you tip on $3 million? Do you drug your kids when you go on an airplane? yeah, I said it. And do you ask someone, listen, if you have face tattoos, aren't you pretty much using them as a conversation starter? Right? I don't know if we'll get to all three, but that's your 177-second survey for Jennifer Lopez tickets. Win them before you can buy them. They don't even go on sale tomorrow. With the Jennifer Lopez residency. That we're already talking about January 2nd,
insane.
2026. I'm just now getting comfortable with the idea that it's not 2024.
Oh, my God. Agreed.
Sometimes I look at 2025 and I'm like, are we in the future?
I literally feel like that every day. I just feel like it'd be annoying to say it every day, but I would if I could.
Glad I'm not the only one.
Here
all right,
you.
The 177. By the way, Michaela, this is so funny. Okay, are you rooting for, I know I already know the answer is no, but are you rooting for any particular team in the Stanley Cup finals?
No, I'm not.
Well, you may, now this is not going to sit well with Knights fans.
Okay.
You may want to slide your love, or you may not, or it may be another reason to hate the Edmonton Oilers.
Okay.
But you may want to slide your love to the Edmonton Oilers. See, and we're conflicted because Knights fans hate the Oilers.
I, that's why I'm like, I cannot answer. I don't know enough, but I know that we hate them.
Also, the Panthers are who the Knights beat to win the Stanley Cup. So certain, you know, and then they won it last year. And so, you know, there's a certain, people just feel a certain sort of way.
Yeah.
if you're looking for something to give you an edge either one way or the other, you may hate them more because of this. The Edmonton Oilers have adopted Pink Pony Club as their victory song.
Oh God.
And earlier in the playoffs, somebody thought it'd be freaking funny to, you know, after they won a game or won a series. I don't really know the full story on the genesis of it. And, you know, and so mostly because I don't care, but they, at one point, Pink Pony Club was blasting from the Edmonton Oilers locker room. Somebody heard it. Somebody reported it. And now it's become a thing.
Oh, my God. I love it.
And I didn't find out until last night where it's playing in the arena after they won. They've got a big party outside. It's playing outside, you know, like we do it at Toshiba.
It pushed me towards them. I'm a little tiny fan.
I thought it might. Yeah, I thought it might. Yeah, I'm still on the fence. There's part of me that goes, so Connor McDavid is the greatest player in the game right now, right? Mm-hmm. And he doesn't have a Stanley Cup. So I was kind of like, well, might be nice for McJesus to get one. Be great. But at the same time, we hate him. So screw that guy.
Okay. So, you know, yes. Because loyalty.
And Canada haven't had a Canadian Stanley Cup champion since 1993. And I was like, yeah, one more year. That'd be pretty cool. But do you want Florida to get two in a row? Do you want them to be back to back?
No. So
if everybody could lose, that would be great.
Yeah, I don't still know anything that you just said, but I do like Pink Pony Club, and I'm going to go with them to win. Oh,
177 second survey. Michaela would like to make an amendment. Michaela would like to make an adjustment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to the bathroom, but I stopped at the vending machine to get red vines because I always do. I love those red vines. Usually I go to the bathroom and then grab the red vines, but I flipped it. And I put my red vines on the counter when I went to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I was like, is this disgusting?
Yes. I mean, and, no, I hear you.
Right. I need to know because I've already been eating them.
A special edition. A special. Hang on, ladies and gentlemen. Special edition. Ted Buchanan Show investigates. Special edition of the 177 second survey right now. Call number 25 at 702-364-9898. Your country needs you. Your valley needs you. Your Michaela needs you. To either confirm or deny that she is a disgusting animal.
Incredible.
So really the question is, okay, I have questions. This may all that other stuff I was talking about. Tipping on 3 million, drugging your kids on airplanes, facial tattoos. Yeah. That may all have to wait.
Yeah, this is important.
Jennifer Lopez tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. Jennifer Lopez live in Las Vegas, the residency at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace, January 2nd, 2026. Live Nation has given us tickets to give to you before you can buy them. But you got to be caller number 25 right now at 702-364-9898. You know, that's funny. You've seen them on social media. There have been a few lists lately of greatest L.A. rappers because Kendrick has been out, you know, on the road and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Greatest rappers to ever come out of LA. And Dre ends up top five in a lot of these lists. And I was like, he's a great producer. Great. Yeah. Chronic, one of the greatest albums of all time. But is Dre a great rapper? I never thought of him as a great rapper.
It depends on what they're using to calculate that. Yeah. Like if you talk about impact, you talk about albums, but if you're just talking about lyricism, no, Dr. Dre isn't in the top five. But if you're talking about impact, then he definitely is. So
sure. But is it because of the rapping or is it the producing and all the others and the business side? So
yeah.
That's why stuff like that's fun. We could do that all day. We don't have time, but we could do that all day.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
When I first wake up,
they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
177 second survey. Who is it, Adrian?
We got Selena Rodriguez from North Las Vegas.
Selena. Okay. Michaela, I have questions.
Oi. Okay.
So you were going to the bathroom, but you stopped off at the candy machine first.
Yes. Got which normally I don't do.
Right, of course not. Because you know you're going to the bathroom next. But you stopped and got your package of red vines and took them in the bathroom with you.
Yep.
So I have questions.
Okay.
Did you, just on the face of it, Selena, is this disgusting?
It depends. Where did you say you put it?
Thank you. Thank you, Selena.
Oh, you're going to think I'm disgusting.
Where did you put them?
I put it on the bathroom counter, not in the stall with me. We did not go in together. She just laid on the bathroom counter.
Okay.
Oh, like
Selena? Any further questions? Oh,
okay. No, I think it's fine. I would probably just like sanitize the package before I opened it. But I think it's
That was my other question. Package open or package closed?
It was open.
Yeah, the package was open. Because if I know my Michaela, she didn't even make it out of the kitchen before she had three of them crammed down her neck. She eats those things like a shark. I've never seen such a thing. It's amazing. Literally, this is what it sounds like. I mean, when she's walking, you hear the package rip open. Immediately, the package rips open. And then it's like...
Well, my first bite, they were so fresh. And I was like, I need all of them right now. So then I was like, let me just have a few before I go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
As you're saying it out loud, I hear the disgust. Yeah.
Open package on the bathroom counter, which for the record is a fair distance away from the stalls.
Yes.
So disgusting or no?
Did you have one in your mouth in the stall?
What?
Yeah, I did.
That's
okay.
Pretty
all right.
Did you really?
I did. Yeah, I did.
Did
okay,
you really?
I did. Selena, I'm going to be honest with you. I did. Okay.
What is this? Are you just saying that for the show?
No, I like to bite off each end and then I breathe through it because I just wanted to. Okay,
and because that's what we do since childhood.
Yeah, and it wasn't touching my hands, so it was just in my mouth. So then I just was.
Yeah. So she was using it like a snorkel. Left.
Yeah. I mean, it was just from when I was using it as a snorkel in the hallway. It was still in my mouth when I got into the bathroom and it happened to be in the stall. But I didn't touch anything before I touched the licorice in my mouth. I just ate it with my mouth.
Well, yeah. Did you rub it on the toilet seat and then put it back in your mouth? I mean, you know, that.
No, I'm not disgusting.
Not this time. Not this time. Yeah. No, I'm not gross. What?
No. Oh, it sounds so
gross. Final ruling, Selena, disgusting or no?
In general, no. Michaela, sorry, yes.
I get it, sis. Drag me. I know.
Hey, you know what? No, hey, by the way, Michaela, you know nothing. You got to go a long way to get me skeeved out. Is it the best choice?
No.
But you know what? You're fine.
Thank you.
You're fine.
Yeah. Thank you. And Selena, thank you for giving me the benefit of the doubt. She asked a lot of questions before she was like, you're disgusting. And that's a true friend.
No, listen, God made dirt. Dirt don't hurt. That's how I feel. That's how I live my life. And I don't.
Totally.
I mean, the more I think about it, the more I'm ready to throw up in my mouth a little bit. But I also understand the use of Red Vine as snorkel. And I support all of
that. Thank you.
And how? And did you curl your index finger around it? And did you smoke it like a cigar?
No, but I might during the break.
Because when you're a kid. Selena, some well-earned Jennifer Lopez. Win them before you can buy them tickets for the Live in Las Vegas residency at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace. January 2nd, 2026 will be here before we know it. So.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Thank you.
Hang on 1 second. Speaking of which, you know, we're only like 2 weeks out from the longest day of the year. And then we start going back the other way.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I'm not trying to freak anybody out. Yeah. By the way, Jennifer Lopez tickets for everybody else. They go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
What's going on, everybody? It's the fifth day of June. It's Thursday. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. And this, I moved for the record on relationship rehab. I moved Jennifer in Centennial Hills right to the front of the line because not because she said, hi, guys, love the show. I didn't know.
Oh, we do appreciate that.
That's not why. Your conversation about the girlfriend being left in coach inspired me to share my summer vacation story. That might have been the reason why.
That's so funny.
Well, and I feel these are somehow related. Yesterday was a story. they're in college and they were able to get super cheap flights and hotels and whatnot. So they went to Japan, which
awesome.
It's nice. Mm-hmm. It's a 14-hour flight, and the boyfriend, it's his mom that's got to connect with the airlines. So the boyfriend and his brothers ended up going along on the trip, and they all got bumped up to business class, leaving, what was her name, Annie? But anyway, left her back in economy, and she was upset about it.
Yeah, because she was afraid. She was like, had anxiety to fly or whatever.
She didn't like flying.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't like flying. Well, she didn't like flying alone. You know,
right.
Without her boyfriend, and I can't. So anyway, that fired Jennifer up. You ready for this one now?
Mm-hmm.
I've been divorced for 4 years. I have primary custody of my 9-year-old daughter and my 12-year-old son. The last couple of years, we've been reading about Europe, learning the culture, customs, and foods. I like that all these people are getting to do, well, oh, sorry, I'm jumping ahead in the story, but I like that people are getting to do stuff that, and you go, ooh, how bougie. And then you find out that they worked their butts off for it,
or they
had to connect. You know what I mean? So it looks bougie, but not really.
Totally.
Jennifer says, shortly after we started this project, her with her kids and they're talking about Europe and all this stuff, Jennifer started putting money away for us to take a trip. I have had the itinerary set for some time. I knew exactly how much money I needed for my kids and I to go. The moment I hit my mark, I let my kids know. Their reaction was priceless. And I was ecstatic. Until they asked if their father was going to go too.
Oy.
I let them know that it would be just us. And they got upset and asked why we couldn't do this trip as a family. What they don't get is that we are not a family. Their father cheated on me and has spent most of his time this last 4 years spending all of his money on random women.
Oy.
My kids see their dad maybe once a month. He seems fine with that. Behind my back. Why are you covering your face, Adrian?
Trauma. Keep going.
Okay.
Trauma.
Please move along, sir. Yeah. Nothing to see here.
Mm-hmm.
It was just such a reaction. I don't know if you saw me, Kayla. I looked over like 3 times, like, is he okay?
I know.
There was a sentence in there. We'll get to it. Please continue.
No, which sentence? I'm just curious.
We're not a family.
Which one.
There's a point of contention that's going to be there. We'll get to it.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I do not want to spin off on that, on whether we're defining that or not, but I hear you. My kids see their dad maybe once a month. He seems fine with that. Behind my back, my son sent a text to his father who said he would love to join.
Oh, us. God. Kids are wild.
I called my ex and told him he was not invited. He said I was being selfish and a terrible mother.
Whoa.
To deprive his children the opportunity to make a beautiful memory with their father. He said he would pay his own way, so there's no issue. I am so upset, says Jennifer in Centennial Hills, because this was to be our thing. Delving into our stories about Europe was a therapeutic way for me to put our broken marriage behind us, and now my remedy is going to be the source of new pain.
Yeah, dude.
Am I a jerk if I don't give in to my kids and my ex-husband and take the trip without him? Either way, I'm afraid this trip is already ruined.
Oh, mama, I feel so bad. She saved up all her money to take her kids.
Yeah. Well, 702-364-9898. I sense strong opinions coming from both the main studio and the producer studio.
Yeah, dude.
We've got tickets for Bone Thugs. They're going to be here Saturday. If you don't have plans for Saturday, Let's go to Bone Thugs at Virgin Hotels on the lawn.
So even. Fun.
Yeah, if you, it's perfect. Bone Thugs and Harmony live on the lawn at Virgin Hotels Las Vegas, Saturday, June 7th. Courtesy of Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. 702-364-9898. We will start with caller number 25. Kids are like, you know what? Can't dad go? Dad wants to go. Can you tell him no?
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, before we get too far, well, let me reset here first. Jennifer in Centennial Hills, a primary custody over the last 4 years of the 9-year-old daughter and the 12-year-old son. She's been divorced for 4 years. The dad cheated and has been, you know, dating a lot of random women or whatever. Jennifer has been working for the last couple of years to put together this trip to Europe for her and her kids. And they've been, you know, learning stuff and doing this. So it's kind of like family project, right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Then, sorry, am I leaning right now? Am I showing my cards a little bit right now? So when she finally hit the money mark and let the kids know that all of this, you know, all of this work that they've been doing as far as the learning about Europe and all this stuff, it wasn't just to make them smarter. It was part of a master plan that she wants to take them. Of course. They flipped out. I find it very interesting that in Jennifer's view, and she says, and I'm quoting, my kids see their dad maybe once a month. He seems fine with it. I'm sensing that they maybe have a better relationship with the dad than she's letting on. In the midst of the reaction was, is dad going with us?
Mm-hmm.
Then the 12-year-old, the son, sends dad a text, says, hey, you want to go? Mm-hmm. Or something along those lines. Dad's like, yeah, I do. The part that set Adrian off. I'm trying to find it in here again. Something about I let them know that it would be just us. The kids asked if their father was going to go. I let them know that it would be just us. They got upset and said, why can't we do this trip as a family? What they don't get is we are not a family. Kids, strap yourself in because this relationship rehab may be getting hijacked.
Oh, I feel it.
Bring it on, dog. I can smell it. Actually, that's the wrong music. That's not the music I wanted. That, you know, the music we need. That's who this is. The
yes,
music we need.
That's the tone.
Hold on, this is the music.
Raising the stakes.
Yeah, here here's what we need right here. Yeah, it's this right here. Adrian, they're not a family. I'm sorry, dude. They are.
She's mom. He's dad. No matter how much they hate each other, she's mom. He's dad. Even in the writing of this, telling us why they broke up, irrelevant. It's been 4 years. Please go seek therapy. You're allowed to feel hurt, but it's been 4 years. We don't need to know that information. They're still a part of their lives. The kids, both parents are.
By the way, I think that's very relevant information. So, okay, there's another one you're wrong about. Okay, go ahead.
Sure. Go ahead. Whether they like it or not, at the end of the day, if they get married, if their kids get married, they're both going to be at the wedding. They're still mom and dad.
It doesn't make them have to go on vacation together.
Mm-mm.
At all.
No. Did you have both parents in your house growing up?
No, mine were divorced. And thank God.
You know, they're angry.
No, I'm not angry at all. I'm just expressing myself. You may be angry. I'm not. I did not have both parents in my house.
So
my dad was married. So there was a mom and dad. And I lived primarily with my dad growing up. So I did have a parenting.
But you still felt you were one big happy family?
No, not at all. But we're also talking about younger ages. Like once I grew up, like that age around 12, like going into middle school, I understood the dynamics. But
if this is a big trip, like they're trying to say, like I live in this era because I am a co-parent right now.
Yeah.
And in all these discussions and all these different things, like the things that get told to us is we're a family. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, if there's big events, this is a big event. This is a trip to Europe that's been saved up for years from what this information that's been given to us.
Jennifer did all of the work, all of the setup, designed and created for the three of them to go. And now all of a sudden, homeboy's going to jump in and you got to go spend 2 weeks with him.
So the mom created an event for her kids that they love and they want to spend and have that moment with both of their parents.
Yeah, but
and
those
kids aren't wrong for that.
For you.
Listen, I grew up in a divorce home. I wanted my parents to get back together my whole life. It was part of the reason I didn't like my stepmom because I always thought my parents were going to get back together. I was 4 years old when they got divorced. So I was a very small age. And I'm telling you, they were so tumultuous. They were my family. We were a family, but we weren't going on trips together. It would have been a nightmare. It
would have been horrible. Yeah. Same. And that's
but I'm speaking from the kids. I'm speaking from the kids' perspective. So I understand why they would want both of their parents
to run the show. The kids don't need to run the show. Sometimes the adults have to be the adults and the parents have to be the parents. Kids don't get to choose. And I'm not sure what this dynamic is. I'm trying to figure out a way. I'm literally trying to figure out what is it that's keeping that alive in the kids? Because I'm thinking that maybe the kids don't know much about it, and the parents are putting on a good face. I was well aware from a young age that my mother and father did not like each other, and in fact, on her deathbed, I tried to get her to admit that I was a mistake. No, I did. I just said, "Hey, one more thing before you go, could we?" And we had a big laugh over it because she goes, "No, believe it or not, we actually loved each other once."
Yes.
And I was like, okay.
And listen, school is difficult. I used to have the feeling reinforced when I go to sleepovers and see my friends' parents married together. And I'd be like, oh man, I want my mom and dad to be together. It was as simple as that, that would maybe keep that hope alive for them. But it would have been the worst decision ever.
Can we grab Corey? Because Corey's on Team Adrian on this one, so I'm interested. Yeah, Corey, what do you think, dude?
Definitely got to go.
Yeah, man, let's do it then. Why?
Well, it's for the kids. You got to do it for the kids.
But do you think it's for the kids if they're fighting the whole time?
They got to pull it together. They got to be adults.
Yeah, but okay, but so does the dad. You got to be an adult. This ain't your trip, dog. This is not for you. Here's what I would say. What the dad should do is then do your own. Great, she's taking him to Europe. What are you gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
And I would not advocate for her to go on their trip. I appreciate that you guys feel that way. That you and Adrian feel that way, Corey, but man, that sounds like murder.
Chet, would you feel the same if it was Disney World or like a theme park, like a family trip to the theme park?
I don't care.
Yeah, same.
No, it's I don't care. It was even weird on senior night for football and basketball to have my mother and father on either side of me. You know what I mean? That they were in that close of proximity. I felt like I might have to, obviously they would be cool. They wouldn't do anything, but it was just weird. It was weird having them together. Honestly, it was more uncomfortable. It was like, and my friends were all like, who's that guy?
Yeah,
I just feel like co-parenting.
Me and my ex, we get along together with our little girl.
No, that's great.
But the dad sees them once a month, and so we don't know.
And he cheated on her
either.
He cheated on Jennifer.
But even aside, because that happened to the parent, like he sees the kids once a month. We don't know, like, what kind of parent is he fully in? Is he fully out? Like, I think that he doesn't get to reap the benefits for something that the mom works hard for, even if he's going to pay for his own ticket. Like, No, dude, let the mom go. Let them have their memories. The dad can take them as well. In situations where you're getting married and you have to be in the same room. Yeah, suck it up. Be cool. Yeah, you guys will always be a family to the kids. That's
also, kids, suck it up. Dad's not going. This is life. Kids, but dad's not going.
There should also be, like, to have the parents in their lives and do family things as much as possible.
No.
What do you mean no? What do you mean no? The kids should be able to see their mom and dad together in a place when they're doing stuff.
What do you mean no? I'm going to tell you no. That's what I mean.
That's baffling to me. Like,
it's not to me. My parents did not get along at all. I always went to them to be together. They made our trips miserable.
We never did.
I understand that. And just like people, parents can be immature and hey, you guys need to get over it. There should be a benefit. If your kid has a softball game, baseball game in middle school, he wants both of his parents being there to support him and cheering him on.
A trip to Europe where you're on a flight together and a hotel together, eating together.
And quite honestly, no, they kind of, I don't know. There was kind of an unspoken agreement. They didn't go to the same game. They just sure as hell wouldn't sit together if they did.
And that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. It is what it is.
No, but I totally get it.
Have to be.
No, like I said, those two shouldn't be together. They shouldn't have been. No, I don't even know how they got together in the first place. Honestly.
Still hurt for the kids to see the parents not being together, though. No matter what. No matter what happens between the adults.
Yeah, but you're speaking from your perspective.
Sure, and you're speaking from yours.
Yeah,
I'm not telling you're wrong. I'm just telling you, but I don't know why you're trying to force yours on me. We obviously disagree, but you want to keep thundering away to get one of us to go. Yeah, you're right, dude. And I'm just not going to do it.
That's
because I don't. That's what.
No, fair enough. We disagree.
Hey, Corey.
Yeah.
Have fun at Bone Thugs. How about a Bone Thugs on Saturday?
Are you going to take your mom and dad?
First of the month, we just missed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well done, Corey.
Hey, if you don't take your ex, you're a giant. If you don't take your ex, you're a giant hypocrite. I'm just saying. No, I'm just kidding. It's all jokes.
If she wants to go, I'll take her.
Hey, man.
Corey, you're a good dude.
You're better than me and Michaela. You are.
I'm going to shoot her a text right now. I guarantee
you. Yes. Put on Instagram.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning. Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, I have to tell you the weirdest story that I've seen all day.
Go on.
Researchers have uncovered a massive smuggling operation.
Oh.
Worth over $21 million, spanning 62 countries from 2010 to 2021. 11 years of this, $21 million, 62 countries. Is it fentanyl? No. Well, maybe, but no. Not in this particular instance. Mm-hmm. Is it some sort of drugs? No.
What is it?
Seahorses.
No. What? Wait, what?
They're apparently something of an endangered species, mostly because of the smuggling.
What are you doing with seahorses? I didn't even know this was a business. I actually even haven't thought about a seahorse in many years. I forgot that was a thing.
They primarily end up, seahorses do. Uh-huh. Primarily end up in traditional Chinese medicine. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, Belgium and Peru were the hotbeds for seahorse smuggling. There are bans, there are international bans on trading seahorses. You're not allowed to do it, but somehow they were getting them out of Belgium and Peru. Over 5 million seahorses trafficked through a sophisticated international network.
Oh my God. I just looked up seahorses.
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
Let me guess. Until this moment, when you did Google them, you may or may not have had them confused with sea monkeys that were in the comic books back in the day.
Closer to starfish, but there was confusion.
And you thought until this moment that seahorses weren't real, right?
It was giving mermaid for a second. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Telling you. I know. Yeah. That's why this is crazy to me. Again, crazy. I repeat, a massive seahorse smuggling operation worth over $21 million, 62 countries, over 5 million seahorses trafficked over the last 11 years.
Save the seahorses.
Save the. I'm glad you brought that up because it also, you know what that reminded me of?
What?
Justice for Reba!
That's true.
Reba's law is on the governor's desk.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to give these things a little more teeth moving forward. Also, I don't know if you heard that Reba the Bulldog, the guy left in the bin and they caught the two people.
Yes.
They were trying to get them to change the venue. They wanted to take the trial out of Las Vegas.
Oh, because they were biased.
Oh, sure. Because they thought they couldn't get a fair trial because, I don't know, some people have been talking about it.
No, too bad.
I don't know who they mean by that. And obviously we're not the only ones, but and the judge said no.
Good.
You're staying here.
Yeah.
And you're getting what you deserve.
Totally. Take accountability. You did it. So you're
gonna
face all of us now.
Innocent until proven guilty, but
fine.
We all know. Yeah. Poor Michaela. Coming up in just a moment. It's actually, we've got time. It'll be like at 9 o'clock. So give us a minute. Met a new friend of a friend, right? Girlfriends, friend of a friend. Where you stuck your foot in your mouth? Where you say,
odd. Yeah.
You were just trying to be nice.
Yeah.
Right. You were just trying to be nice.
I always am trying to be nice. That's the problem. But sometimes it gets awkward. And in this case, it got very awkward.
And who made it weird? You or her?
Me. Of course, unintentionally. The thing about me, as everyone is learning, I will start digging and then I will not stop.
Yeah.
In the hopes of trying to stop.
And then perceptions are formed and mistakes are made.
Yeah. You know what? Just bury me in the hole.
Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by the 9 o'clock. Come back and see us at 9. We'll tell you the story. Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by the 8th District Judicial Court. Make a difference in the life and future. That word in English is future of a foster child by volunteering as a court appointed special advocate. Find out more at CasaLasVegas.org.
In show.
Man, if you're just listening now, 9 o'clock Thursday morning, 5th day of June, 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. And if you're just now jumping in the car and turning us on or however you're doing it, much love to everybody on the Odyssey app.
Mm-hmm.
What a fun show today.
So
fun. What a blast. Dude, what a blast. I was just thinking about that. First of all, it feels like we've been here for 3 days.
I know. Dude, I swear to God, not in a bad way, but I was like, crap, we've been here for a long time.
I had two thoughts as we were coming, as the song was ending. I had two thoughts. One of them was like, good God, how long have we been here? And then the second one was like, this has been so much fun.
I completely agree. I feel the same way. And I feel like I'm just excited knowing it's a long weekend. So, you know, when you're excited about something, it feels it's so slow. You're like, okay, all right.
Yeah, programming note, we're taking tomorrow off. Adrian's got WWE stuff. WWE, right?
Yes, in Los Angeles. Money in the Bank.
Woo!
What are you doing for that? Are you interviewing folks? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm doing some interviewing.
You and John Cena? You and what?
Let's Netflix go, is the WWE part. They throw little media events for the media to interview some of the talent.
I didn't know that.
And yeah, pretty cool. And are you talent interviewing talent for Netflix?
Oh, no, I'm not doing it for Netflix, but Netflix has sent out. I'm a part of the invited media to go there.
No, listen, still,
that's
though.
Dope.
Let me tell you something about that. Let me tell you something about that right now. Wouldn't you have believed it if he'd have said yes?
Yeah,
you know
if I was
mean?
Him, I would have lied and said it was.
And the answer is not yet.
Well, there's that.
No, I'm kidding.
All right. But I would have believed it. I'd have been like, oh my God.
Totally
and I would have said, and then the other thought that would have been in my head, I've been, it makes sense.
Yeah.
That's coming for you. That's honestly something big like that's coming for you. I smell that. I feel
thank
it.
Thank you. I appreciate
in my bones.
It. Thank you guys.
Because right when I said it, I just got chills. And I believe that. Not that, what am I, somebody's What am I, Michaela's Italian grandmother?
I know.
You know what I mean?
Look, she might be coming.
No, I need the chills. No,
I have the crystal ball and I'm seeing the future.
Come on, Vivian. What else are you seeing?
Did I just channel your Italian grandmother?
Yeah, what else are you seeing?
Is this a seance?
Come on, give me your hand.
Seance. What just happened?
Hold my hand.
Okay, now what?
Feel the vibrations. Grandma, what does my weekend look like?
I'd stay home. No, because you know what? You can't be trusted to go out. You can't. So you met some new girlfriends through a friend, and this one girl you just love.
Yeah, right? Dude. I was hanging with my beautiful dentist, who's now my friend.
Oh, gotcha.
And her new beautiful friend.
By the way, when's the kayak trip? Sorry, don't mean to. I'm not trying to derail, but when's she's going for? Mm-hmm. For those who let me catch everybody up on the story. So her dentist goes, "Hey, Michaela, we're going to go out, and don't you know David Guetta?" And Michaela's like, "Yeah, well, we kind of, sort of, yeah, we've known each other a little bit." Oh, well, we're going to go see David Guetta. Okay, and then you go see David Guetta, and then she goes, "Literally Memorial Day weekend on what was it, Friday or Saturday?"
Sunday. But then we had the next day off, the craziest day,
which is the biggest day.
Mm-hmm.
So then, yeah, Saturday night into Sunday, Sunday night into Monday,
Saturday into Sunday.
See, this is insane.
I know.
So no reservations,
none,
no table.
Mm-mm.
Michaela's dentist, who's obviously hot,
mm-hmm.
waltzes them in. How many were in your party? Four,
seven.
Three, seven. Jesus.
I know.
Seven people.
I know.
Walk to the front of the line at XS mm-hmm. to go see the Chainsmokers.
Yeah, so right at the stage.
So Michaela's entered this world that she's only, you know, seen from afar. I mean, she's a big star and everything, but I mean, this is different.
Level. Oh, no, I've never done anything like this. Only with Lisa when Lisa DJs. That's it.
Right, right.
Not a world for me.
And then now they're going to go kayaking at the dam.
I know, it's June 22nd, you guys. We're going to have a lot of fun. I filled out my paperwork yesterday, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
be safe.
Well, you could die. You get, honestly, you have to agree in the stupid kayak. Yep. You have to agree to not be an idiot and go past the boundaries, because you'll get sucked into one of them things where they make the electricity, and then that's pretty much it for you.
Yeah.
And they lose their $500 kayak, which I'm sure they're even more mm-hmm. upset about.
Yeah. So I signed off on it yesterday and I'm pretty excited about it.
So your smoking hot, well-connected dentist
yes.
is now introducing you to her friends.
Yeah. Beautiful, successful. So listen, I'm a girly girl to the day I die. Girl's girl through and through. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, girl, you're so beautiful. We're talking. I loved her makeup. I loved her foundation. I loved everything. And I genuinely mean it. I don't over compliment. I just get excited. And I feel like she looked really cool. I always wanted to have cool girlfriends when I grew up. So I'm complimenting her. And so we're sitting there. She's like, thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I'm like, okay, say I'm pretty too. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but you are kind of, you're hoping
it was mutual. She was so darling. So we're like having a nice time. And then my dentist goes, oh, is Lisa coming? And I said, no, she's not going to come. She's home with the puppies. And the girl says, oh, is that your sister? And I said, no, it's my fiance. And she said, oh, are you?
And then it hits.
And I said, gay? And she said, uh-huh. And I was like, yeah. Anyway, love your hair, girl. I swear to God, you guys, I felt like she got like nervous and uncomfortable and thought I was hitting on her.
Did she break it off? Yeah. Did she just break it off and leave?
Well, she kind of got a little bit quiet. And so then naturally, you guys, I swear to God, this is a huge fear of mine. I always get nervous that girls are going to think I'm hitting on them because I'm over complimentary, but I'm not. First of all, I don't like girls that look like me, and I never would. I would never date me. Secondly, I just wanted to tell her she looked nice, but I felt the vibe.
Because everybody wants to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
So no, you're wonderful and you're very generous that way. You're very, and there's a twinge of, look, I'm the same way. I really want people to like me. I do.
Yeah.
Now, at the end of the day, I can live without it. I mean, I can.
Well, maybe. I can't.
No, but it'll take a long time to get over it. What do you mean you don't like me? Whoa, oh my God. I hear you. Now, not, but that's a funny thing. That's such a funny thing where straight women, all of a sudden, she thinks you're another straight woman. Yeah. And now you're speaking on equal terms. Mm-hmm. But now she's like, oh my God.
Yeah, she's trying to figure out if I'm like literally hitting on her. And first of all, I'm loyal till I die. I would never. Lisa's my angel. Right. Secondly, I don't know how to fix the situation. So I just, in my very awkwardness, say, oh, do you think I'm hitting on you?
No,
I'm
not. You didn't.
You guys, I don't know what happens to me. I just panic and words come out of my mouth. And then she was like,
we're familiar.
Yeah. No, you guys.
We know.
We've lived that part.
Yeah. No, sometimes not in the best way. But she says, oh, no, I know. And I was like, no, but I'm not. I mean, but you are beautiful, but I'm not. I mean, I would, but I'm not available and I'm not single. And she was like, but I'm not. Long story short, I couldn't stop talking. And I just found out she's going on the kayaking trip.
Oh, good.
And so no, that's good. My fiance.
No, thank God. Yeah. Because I'm telling you right now, if you'd have weirded her out, there's no way in hell she's going on that kayak trip. All of a sudden, she would have something better to do that weekend. Maybe,
unless she doesn't know I'm going. Because when we left, I was like, can I give you a hug goodbye? Or should I not give you? And then we just hug tapped. And then I just walked to my car and then thought, and then something I'll think about for the rest of my life, actually.
Wait until she finds out it's an overnight camping trip and you guys are staying in the same tent. Wait. Oh, wait, that's not happening? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, in my mind, it is.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, well, we got a half a second. How about a good feeling story of the day?
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. I got a bunch of them to choose from. And then this one just leaped to the top of the stack.
Give it to me.
A woman in Chicago named Lane Horwich got diagnosed with breast cancer. Okay. Not great.
No.
Compounding the issue, Lane is 100 years old. Lane is now cancer-free at age 101.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's insane.
The idea that she would be strong enough, you know what I mean, and all of that.
Oh,
Her doctor said a lot of people her age just don't even bother with it. They just go, okay. So this
and
is
are probably
it,
advised not to. They're like, listen, you lived a long life. Just live it up.
Because the cure is worse than the, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lane, so her doctor said a lot of people her age don't even bother with it. Lane was like, yeah, I'm not planning on going anywhere right now. So sure, I'll fight it. And again, a year later, cancer free. She did an interview, and I think this is good for everybody. She did an interview to encourage people to be proactive with their health, no matter how old they are. To which I was going to go get the audio of that, but it's basically she says, be proactive with your health, no matter how old you are. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty much it. Yeah. So, I mean, it's okay. Well, we already know. So I don't really need to hear it. It's fine. But that's amazing. It's just
incredible.
Just keep battling. It's your good feeling story of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
3, 2, 1. Normal people, abnormal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
I like giving credit where credit is due when we can.
Yeah, you do.
And in this case, I want to throw some love to some folks at KB Homes. A lot of people in the Valley live in houses that are built by KB Homes.
Yeah.
You know how I know that? Because back in the day when I first got here, I did 8 million live broadcasts out at, hey, come and check out the new Behind Lone Mountain over in Dependo.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Baby Homes. There, but I ended up living in one of them. It was so weird. My now wife, when we first started dating, and the first time I went over to her house, I went, I did the live broadcast when they were just selling models. You know, like, come check out the models.
Of course.
The houses will be built in 8 months.
Yeah.
But yeah, crazy.
God, I used to love that.
KB Homes has now developed a community of homes that are designed to resist wildfires.
Oh.
After the wildfires in Southern California and all that. You know, and honestly, in California the last few years.
Yeah.
So they went, there's got to be a better way. They feature non-flammable exteriors and non-flammable roofs and the landscaping, all of it. It's desert foliage.
Come on.
All that kind of stuff. They're expensive, okay? And they're not fireproof, but they are fire resistant, and you certainly have a lot better shot at it than what you had before.
Dude, I would get one in a heartbeat.
Right? So they just opened this place, the Dixon Trail community. Sounds nice.
Yeah, it does.
In Escondido, California, 64 homes designed to the highest level of protection against flames, radiant heat, and embers.
God bless them. I'm telling you, some of my friends lost their homes, and to watch that devastation, this is totally
I'd pay extra.
I'd pay extra.
I'd pay extra if I knew.
Yep.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So, KB Homes, nice job.
Yeah.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know before we go, cut me off if this is not right for our audience.
Okay.
Okay? But I think we all have this weird fantasy that we could go full Hunger Games style if we had to. Uh-huh. Like, we could survive, right? We could all do it. Here's the thing, but if you did end up having to find your own food, you can't just eat only wild rabbits. You would starve to death. But you could probably survive if you were only eating pet rabbits. See, this is wrong. Isn't it wrong?
You know, Chet, maybe last year I would have been like, this is wrong. But in the world that we're living in today, I think this might actually be helpful information.
So if you're eating wild rabbits, it's they're too lean. And they call it protein poisoning. And it happens when you eat too much protein and not enough fat or carbs.
Wait, really?
Your stomach is full, but your body's malnourished. Domesticated rabbits are fatter than the wild ones, so it's a more balanced meal.
You know what, dude? I feel bad about the rabbits, but kind of useful information.
What group, what girl group from the early 2000s was originally called Girls, late 90s, early 2000s?
Okay.
Originally called Girls Time with a Y.
Oh.
And had six members. Do you know?
Was it Destiny's Child?
It was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, their original name, Girls' Time.
That's right.
And they had six members. I'm proud of you for knowing
that. Thank you very much.
The original title for Star Wars was the Journal of the Whills, Whills. Then George Lucas changed it to Adventures of the Star Killer, as taken from the Journal of the Whills, Saga 1, the Star Wars. Which is really long, and I don't finally somebody went, hey, bro, how about just Star Wars?
There you go.
And
shorten it up.
The rest truly is history. All right, everybody, almost Friday.
We love Friday.
And in all honesty, we're not going to be here tomorrow. Adrian's got WWE stuff to go do in L.A., and so... Not Michaela and I looking at each other and going, well, maybe we could use an extra long weekend too.
Yeah.
So
what do we have to do?
Yeah. Some of the, what they call in our industry best of, which to me is super frightening. So, because if this is the best, yeesh. but that'll be tomorrow.
Yeah, dude.
Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. So what exactly are you doing in LA, Adrian?
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Brand new episode of Unlikely dropping mañana. So just be prepared. Just go on YouTube, search Unlikely with AJ Hernandez and hit that subscribe button and listen always on that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH. I'll be Delilah tomorrow night.
On Friday.
Okay. And tonight I'll be at Fontainebleau.
Lovely.
Yeah, and Nowhere then I got Lounge. Saturday and Sunday off, baby. I'm going to hang out with Lisa.
Boy, and if you get there in time, she's got this one new dress that she stuffs herself into like a sausage.
Shut up, Jack.
What did you say? It was a worm.
You said you look like a worm.
She tried to jump up on the piano, and them new dresses are slick, and she fell right off on her butt.
It was so tight. I couldn't move. My band said, you kind of look like a worm. So that's where we're at now.
And now they call her the worm.
The sexy worm.
I'm not going to call her the worm. I'm not gonna, but listen, if nothing else, we'll see you back here on Monday. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.